chair-based exercise, playful movement, laughter as medicine. Sounds unlikely, but there is a science that backs it up. Julie Pring from Caboolture Parkinson's Support Group joins us today to talk about laughter, yoga and ageless grace, two programs helping locals build strength, sharpen the mind and beat isolation one session at a time. Whether you're managing Parkinson's or just want to feel better, there's something here for you. Julie, it's great to have you back again. Good morning.
Morning, Rosemary.
Now, I'm just hearing your voice. It's a little bit fluey, but I'm sure we can get through this. Jules, last month you mentioned that you had information from your meeting about laughter, yoga and ageless grace. Can you tell us what's involved?
So at our June support meeting, we had Heather Joy share information and involve us in an interactive session with examples of both laughter yoga and ageless grace. Both involve movement. Laughter yoga is not about telling jokes. It's laughing out loud as a physical exercise. We can allow ourselves to laugh and the body doesn't know if it's real. The body recognises muscle movement. It promotes physical health, that's laughter yoga. It promotes physical health with healing benefits, strengthening the immune system and increasing oxygen to body cells. Laughter stimulates circulation, engages muscles, shifts mood and energy. It's like a mini break.
Okay. And Jules, we all need to take a little bit of time out. So is laughter yoga a way that to allow that?
It can be just what some people need. It supports good mental health, helping overcome feelings of depression, frustration, anger, anxiety, and even grief. Children laugh hundreds of times a day, but adults usually just 10 to 15 times because we take life more seriously and seek a reason to laugh. However, laughter should be as natural as breathing. The science is behind the breath and the art is playfulness, adding more laughter to life.
Goodness me. Now, is laughter yoga practiced in a group or is it done individually?
It's generally a group activity, thus it boosts social connection and bonding, often where friendships are developed and it's keeping loneliness at bay. The outcome then is that it adds to longevity, helping us to live fully and positively every day.
And Jules, you mentioned ageless grace. What does that involve?
It's a brain and body fitness program designed to enhance cognitive function, physical mobility and overall wellness through playful chair-based exercises. So it uses seated movement to music, involves strategic thinking, relativity awareness, imagination, coordination, playfulness, memory, multi-skilling, and it combines physical activity with cognitive stimulation, making wellness fun and accessible for adults of all ages. So the exercises include waving, tapping, twisting, stretching, and mimicking motions, all aimed at improving joint mobility and spinal flexibility, balance and coordination, bone density and overall strength, cognitive function and memory recall, emotional well-being and confidence.
Well, now ageless grace is specific exercise to music, where laughter yoga doesn't use music, Jules, but you've mentioned playfulness in relation to both of them. Is that the main connection between the two?
I see quite an overlap in how people might experience the two different activities. Mm-hmm. Both are seated. They are both group activities. There is no strenuous exercise, but movement matters in both forms, which also give exercise for the brain. If we don't enjoy exercise, we are likely to discontinue it. So when it's playful and engaging, we're much more likely to keep going rather than giving up. Heather Joy runs classes in both, with laughter yoga coming earlier in her practice. She even went to India to learn more about laughter yoga and become a leader in that field. She advises that stress is reduced through both activities. And while laughter is not a pass of ageist grace, I think that needing to keep alert to changes in the exercises may end up meaning that you're laughing.
Which wouldn't be a bad thing. Now, Julie, neither of these really seem directly related to Parkinson's. How can they help?
So everyone who was present at our June meeting engaged really well in the shared activities. Then in July, one of our members commented that it didn't help his Parkinson's. So yes, they're not specific for people with Parkinson's. But Heather Joy's summary at the end of the session was, laugh more, play more, stress less. Stress is known to increase Parkinson's symptoms. So if we find things that help reduce stress, symptoms should be less. Mm-hmm. The other positive of both systems for people with Parkinson's is that exercise is vital in slowing the progression of Parkinson's. It doesn't matter what type of exercise, providing that you actually keep doing it. So if either laughter yoga or ageist grace is something enjoyed, it should help Parkinson's. Movement matters. Maintaining wellness can be fun, engaging and sustainable rather than a chore.
And Julie, how could a listener become involved in the laughter yoga or the ageist grace?
Currently, there are no laughter yoga classes close to here, mm-hmm. but there is online availability through a program called Inclusi. This is an Australian charity dedicated to fighting isolation and loneliness for the older Australians and their carers through supportive virtual communities. There are around 200 classes per week online. Anyone who has registered with My Aged Care can use the Commonwealth Home Support Program to join and enjoy Heather Joy's laughter yoga sessions, which are on Wednesdays once a week until at least the middle of September. Probably the most challenging part I've found in signing up and signing in is that they ask for a password with 12 characters. And then with ageist grace, there are in-person classes on. Mm. The city of Moreton Bay is running weekly ageist grace classes on Thursdays with Heather Joy at Rothwell, with sessions during this term and again later in the year. You can check the council website, Healthy and Active Moreton, that part of the website, and search in the box at the right-hand side of the page to find out more information.
Good on you. Now, let's think about the local scene for Parkinson's before I let you go, Jules. What is Caboolture Parkinson's Support Group getting up to this month?
So our meetings are on the third Thursday of the month from 11:30 to 1:30. So that's next week, the 20th of August, at Morayfield Community Uniting Church, which is 12 to 14 Weir Road, Morayfield. This month we have Craig from Queensland Fire Department outlining home fire safety. So apart from our monthly meetings, we also continue to catch up informally at Lisa's Willow Tree Cafe from 10 o'clock on the second Thursday. So that's this week. So anyone interested in or with Parkinson's or atypical Parkinson's or a care partner is welcome to join us on either of the Thursdays.
That all sounds fabulous, Julie. Now, listen, for a person that wants to find out more about Parkinson's, how can they do that?
First of all, Radio 101.5 FM has our details, so you can contact the station or you can contact Parkinson's Queensland or you can contact myself and you have those details at the station.
Yes, ma'am.
Or you can check out Parkinson's Queensland website.
Now, you often give
Yeah, this includes the details of our support group and all the other support groups in Queensland, around about 30. Actually, it's increasing. It's about 32 now.
Wow. Now, yes. Jules, you often give us a quote or two. Have you got one or two for us today?
The most wasted of days is one without laughter. And we found that to slow progression of the disease, that's Parkinson's, it was important for people with Parkinson's to maintain an exercise program.
So whether it's laughing out loud or moving to music in a chair, the message is clear. Playfulness and movement really can ease stress and support wellness. Julie, thank you so much. And as I said, Julie Pring is from Caboolture Parkinson's Group for sharing these practical local options for us today. If you're living with Parkinson's, don't forget to check out Julie's earlier podcast, packed with helpful hints and information. They're all available on 101.5fm.com.au.